In the poor judgment department, a senior vice president at Wells Fargo Bank has been fired following reports she held lavish parties at a Malibu beach house after the bank had foreclosed on the property. According to the Los Angeles Times, the executive, Sharonda Guyton, spent time and entertained at the $12 million home. The previous owners lost their fortune and the house in the Bernard Madoff scandal. Wells Fargo has, of course, received billions in federal bailout money and had been criticized earlier this year for planning upscale events in Las Vegas for top employees. And after the 9/11 attacks, the federal government used some creative legal approaches to hold people the Bush administration deemed dangerous. Now, some former detainees are trying to hold former administration officials personally accountable through civil lawsuits. In some cases, judges have thrown the lawsuits out, saying government officials are immune from personal liability. Other cases are moving forward. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this overview.
The most recent of these decisions came down in California against former Attorney General John Ashcroft. After 9/11, Ashcroft ordered that some Americans be held without charge as material witnesses to terrorism. In a 2-1 ruling, the court said that violated the detainees' rights. The two Bush-appointed judges in the majority called Ashcroft's behavior repugnant to the Constitution, and they said Ashcroft could be held personally liable.
People are not going to want to come into the government if they think they have to also hire a lawyer the minute they take their oath of office.
Mark Corallo was the Justice Department's communications director under Ashcroft.
People come into the executive branch because they want to serve America. They should not be faced with legal bills for things that they did in their official capacity in good faith.
Perhaps, but officials also should not be able to violate the Constitution with impunity, says George Washington University law professor Orrin Kerr. This is the difficult balance that courts try to strike.
On one hand, you want government officials to be very concerned about the Constitution, to be absolutely concerned about following the law. On the other hand, sometimes the law is unclear, and you don't want government officials to be so worried about this that they take a very conservative view every step of the way and won't take the steps they need to take to protect public safety.
In some areas, the law says government officials have total immunity from lawsuits. For example, prosecutors cannot be hauled into court for charging someone with a crime. But in other instances, people can be personally liable even for things they do in a professional government capacity. A few months ago, a Bush-appointed judge in California ruled that former Justice Department lawyer John Yoo can be held personally accountable for authorizing harsh treatment of a former detainee named Jose Padilla.
Holding people accountable in that way is the best way for future governments to ensure that their employees are really doing what we expect them to do.
Vincent Warren directs the Center for Constitutional Rights, which has brought some of these civil cases. He says it's important for powerful government officials to know if they break the law, they'll pay a price.
We don't want to have a society in which every government official decides that they're going to turn a blind eye to torture, abuse, illegal detention, and other illegalities because the president really wants it to happen.
There is a high bar for lawsuits like these to go forward, says Florida International University law professor Howard Wasserman.
The gatekeeping that the courts are doing here is allowing only the strongest cases to go forward when you're really going after the highest level supervisory officials.
Many cases against top government officials have been thrown out. The Supreme Court rejected one against John Ashcroft in a 5-4 decision last May, and courts may yet throw out cases that are still alive. But Professor Kerr believes a better outcome would be for the courts to use these lawsuits to finally clarify some things.
The challenge since September 11, 2001, from a legal standpoint, has been how do you get courts to clarify what the law is here? And 8 years later, it looks like the way to do that is through a civil lawsuit that works its way through the courts, that raises these immunity issues, but also lets courts address the core legal questions of how the Constitution applies to the war on terror.
But there's no way of knowing how long it may take to get those answers. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.